This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. As Washington reacts to the Mueller report on alleged Russian involvement in the U.S. presidential election of 2016, President Trump began the day Friday with a tweet calling parts of the report fabricated and totally untrue. Later in the day, he went even further. AP Sagar Magani has more.
The president's calling it the crazy Mueller report. Tweeting from his Florida club, the president says he never agreed to testify the investigation because he did not need to respond to fabricated and totally untrue statements he says were made about him in the report to make someone look good or make him look bad. He calls them total BS. He actually used the whole expletive. The president alleges notes some people said they took after meetings with him didn't exist until they were created for the investigation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, Russia says there's no evidence in the report that Russian state organizations tampered with the election. And the chair of the House Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler, has issued a subpoena for an unredacted copy of the report. He's also called on investigator Robert Mueller to appear before the committee for questioning by May 23rd. French President Emmanuel Macron is meeting with a delegation from the United Nations Cultural Agency today to discuss the devastating fire at the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris on Monday. The officials are talking about restoration of the UNESCO heritage site. Macron has said he wants the restoration complete by 2024. Some critics call that unreasonable. Meanwhile, top French art conservationists are saying the works inside the cathedral suffered no major damage in Monday's fire at the 850-year-old church in the heart of Paris. Also, the 180,000 bees living in hives at the cathedral have been found alive. No foul play is suspected. This is VOA News. Afghanistan's former president said Friday that peace in his homeland will only be possible when Afghans from all sectors of society sit together and negotiate, including the Taliban. VOA's Steve Miller has more.
Hamid Karzai told the AP that he would not blame either side for the cancellation, instead urging the United States to make the talks happen. The Taliban had previously refused to hold talks with the Afghan government, calling it a puppet of the U.S., but subsequently gave in to pressure and agreed to talks that included Kabul representatives. Afghanistan has been ravaged by more than 17 years of war. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Facebook says a security breach at Instagram, which it owns, has turned out to be larger than it first believed when the problem was uncovered in March. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
Instagram's parent company Facebook said last month tens of thousands of users' passwords had been made vulnerable because they were stored on servers in plain text, which could be accessed by employees. Now the social media giant says it's found more logs that show millions of Instagram users were affected, and so were hundreds of millions of users of Facebook Lite, a program designed for those with slower internet connections. Facebook says it will contact the affected account holders. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Police in Northern Ireland say the dissident Republican group, the New IRA, was most likely responsible for the fatal shooting of a reporter in Londonderry during riots overnight. The Assistant Chief Constable, Steve Hamilton, said a gunman fired a number of shots at police during the rioting.
We believe this to be a terrorist act. We believe it's been carried out by violent dissident Republicans. Our assessment at this time would be that the New IRA are most likely to be the ones behind us.
An investigation has been launched, but there have been no arrests. Egyptians begin voting Saturday on constitutional changes that could allow Egypt's president to stay in office until 2030. If passed, the amendments would also deepen presidential powers and military presence within communities. The presidential term would be increased from 4 to 6 years. And the president will be allowed to run for a third term in 2024. And Pope Francis continues Easter week celebrations in Rome with a torchlight procession tonight known as the Way of the Cross. The event draws tens of thousands of participants who start in Rome's ancient Colosseum and visit 12 stations of the cross during their walk through the city's streets. The stations symbolize events that took place during the trial and execution of Jesus Christ. On Thursday, the Pope visited a prison outside of Rome where he washed, dried, and kissed the feet of 12 inmates, 9 Italians and 1 each from Brazil, Ivory Coast, and Morocco. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.